Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and we're joined once again by Adam Riva. He is the creator of the film called Human Farming, P-H-A-R-M-I-N-G, as in Big Pharma is farming human beings for corporate profits and much more. Maybe we'll talk about organ harvesting. But that documentary, Human Farming, is broadcast for free on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. And that's just spelled like bright and then the letter U. B-R-I-G-H-T-U.com. And it starts this Saturday, which is May 27th. And it will be streaming there for free, just registration required. And you can watch it for the entire week at no charge. Human Farming. Now, Adam is joining us. We got cut off last time because of a technical issue, and we didn't get a chance to ask him all the questions that I had. So he rejoins us today to finish the interview. So welcome, Adam. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me back on, Mike. It speaks to your character that you would pick me up back up on the show after we had some technical difficulties. So thank you again.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Did you think I was going to be mad? That's not your fault. I mean, you know, tech issues happen all the time to everybody.
You're a busy guy, so I know how tight your schedule is.
Okay, well, fair enough, but you're a busy guy too. I mean, you have dauntlessdialogue.com, which is your filmmaking, your film website. I didn't get a chance to ask you about all this, so let's start there. If people want to go there, it's Dauntless Dialogue, which is spelled D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E.com, and you have all these other films, which is like The Luciferian Shadow here, Mockingbird, The Origin of Fake News, and so on, Suicided. What are these all films that you yourself worked on, or do you have other filmmakers, or what's going on?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So I started Dauntless Dialogue a few years ago, and we've been building this library of original premium content. And although it's a lofty, ambitious goal, we're trying to kind of obsolesce Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, right? The degenerate propaganda outlets.
Right.
And so we're trying to do real truthful journalism. And what that looks like is high production value. We try to bring our A game with impeccable research, and we try to cover a variety of topics so that we're always keeping it fresh. We're always keeping you guessing. We cover a variety of topics, from child trafficking of the elite. We cover the pharmaceutical industry. We get into political commentary. We kind of touch on everything. And we've even got an animated series called Dystopia, which is based on real people having real conversations about real conspiracies. And we take little sound bites and then we animate it. I work with some professional animators.
Wow, I love that.
And so we're trying to not only do truthful journalism, we're also trying to build culture. So not only are we fighting, you know, a World War III, a civil war in America, there's a culture war. And so if you're not the overtly political type, you can still kind of engage in this battle, which is to say, make awesome culture, things that are going to hold your values and promote your beliefs and move the needle culturally, because, you know, that's part of the sea of information that we're all kind of swimming through.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you really get it. You have a good big picture grasp of what's going on. That's why we're really excited to work with you. And this is the first film that we're partnering with you on, your documentary here, Human Farming. Again, starts this Saturday, folks, on brightu.com. Just register to watch the whole thing for free. And then if you want, there's an option to purchase the download of the film. I believe it's a download to help support Adam Riva and his efforts as well. But Adam, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if this goes well, can we do this with you again on one of your other documentaries?
Definitely. I've been speaking behind the scenes with your team. We have another series lined up called A Blind Eye. And if I could just pitch that for a second to your audience. I was raised Roman Catholic, devout Roman Catholic family. My brother was an altar server. My father was in the Knights of Columbus. He was like a grandmaster knight or something.
Wow.
My mother was a Eucharistic minister. I was an usher. And so we kind of grew up in that culture. And I want to be clear, and I just want to say explicitly that A Blind Eye is not a shot at Christianity or Catholicism per se. It's a shot at what I call the deep church. So just like we have the deep state.
I like that term, right?
That got a reaction out of you.
Yes, the deep church.
We have the deep state embedded in government, right? And this is the bureaucrats, the lobbyists, the lifers for career politicians. And you find a lot of the same problems in pretty much every institution you look at. And so that's part of the heavy lifting we're doing with the journalism over at Dauntless Dialogue. And A Blind Eye was written by me. A lot of the series, I think most of the series are written by me. And I also am a filmmaker, so I do a lot of the video editing myself. And then I have a really talented team, Mouthy Buddha, Loyal Nine. We're hiring some new talent right now. These are names that, you know, some of your audience might be familiar with. And really the Dauntless kind of started because we were getting shadow banned, age gated, deplatformed. In a lot of cases, we were getting cut off with payment processors like Venmo, PayPal.
Oh yeah.
And so they were going after us, not only with our influence and our, you know, our platform, but they were going after us financially. And so I saw the writing on the wall. I knew that the cancel culture and the censorship was increasing. So I decided to start building our own little free speech zone. You hear about that term with respect to college campuses, the free speech zone. But that's kind of what we're doing. And so go ahead.
No, but I want to ask you about A Blind Eye, actually, because, you know, I interview Steve Quayle frequently, and Steve Quayle calls the Pope the entity. And again, he's not attacking Catholicism, nor am I. We love Catholics. We love Christians. We love Jews. We love all the different forms of faith, right? And other forms as well, Sikhs and Muslims and Hindus as well. I mean, I don't discriminate on people's faith, right? It's about being moral and ethical. But the Pope is not a moral, ethical human being, in my opinion. He is some kind of, like you say, deep church entity. Can you give us a little teaser? Do you cover what shenanigans are going on with how, I mean, they had an internal coup in the Vatican to put this guy in power, right?
Oh yeah. You're spot on, Mike. So A Blind Eye, I would say, like, you know, no ego involved here. Let's say that. I think it's the definitive series on the Catholic Church with respect to the infiltration, the subversion, and the redirection of the church. And so we go into not only Pope Francis, not only Pope Benedict, Pope John Paul, we kind of look back, you know, retrospectively 80 years, 100 years, because a lot of people, they kind of pick up the pieces from 2001 or 2002 when the Boston Globe broke the story on, you know, the crisis. And what most people are unaware of is that since then, a deluge of evidence and whistleblowers and victims have stepped forward, and it's created this this breadcrumb trail of evidence that you can look back at how corrupt the church has been for a very long time. And so there's an organization called the San Gallo Mafia. It goes by different names, but the Mafia of San Gallo is, according to Leo Zagami, who I believe was a 33rd degree Freemason who defected, who's been writing books and being prolific on, you know, what he witnessed and what he read and the conversations that he had. And he talks about how the San Gallo Mafia is really the pedophile and kind of homosexual epicenter of the church, which has really brought in a lot of these neoliberal values, like the erosion of national sovereignty via, you know, open borders and the climate change agenda and the trans agenda. And, you know, that you can see how the church has shifted its position on abortion and a lot of these other issues. And so, again, you know, I'm libertine. I think everybody should kind of follow the faith and everything that they're compelled to. But I think that it's imperative for us to make sure we hold these institutions to account, hold their feet to the fire.
Well, what I see with the Vatican, and then let's talk back about human farming more, but what I see with the Vatican is it's a concentration of so much power in the hands of so few people that it got infested and taken over by dark in my opinion, demonic forces at the highest levels. And then they wield the power of the church as a weapon against those who might speak out. And there are so many cases of cover-ups of course, child abuse and child trafficking, but also financial crimes that the Vatican carries out, all kinds of money laundering and, you know, bribery and kickbacks and things like that. And then the fact that the Vatican has its own kind of sovereignty status in the world, which means it has its own kind of embassy-style immunity. Who knows what's going on behind those walls on any given day, right?
And if I could just add one more thought to that before we pivot, we're pretty late in the stage of like the New World Order. And so if there's going to be a one world government, if there's going to be, you know, this kind of one world currency or all of these various iterations, you would expect there to be some kind of one world religion, as people like Bill Cooper warned us about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's, it's, concentration of power leads to evil taking it over. And this is why we have to have decentralization, which, by the way, in the world of religion would be a small local church with a local pastor that actually reads the Bible and teaches the Bible and isn't controlled by puppet strings from Rome or somewhere, right? Just small local churches.
Yes, and I think the position that we're in right now, globally, geopolitically, culturally, this is really the exponential takeoff point for technology, and some call it, you know, the Great Awakening. So you've got kind of the Great Reset going this way, the Great Awakening going this way. You've got citizen journalists stepping up to plate with their own cameras, their own, you know, podcasts, what you're doing. And so we're decentralizing the Mockingbird apparatus into a million pieces. You know, I think JFK has that famous quote where he's like, I want to shatter the intelligence community, splinter it into a million pieces. And I want to do that with, you know, with the media. And this is kind of why there's like a race to the finish now. They turned on the internet 20, 25 years ago, right? Whatever. And that was for a while, for a very short window. I'm fortunate in my life when it kind of coincided with my adolescence that there was a brief window where it was like the Wild West, and it was a free flow of information for the most part. And the algorithms weren't suppressing you, and you would stumble down a new rabbit hole every day. You'd learn something every day. And they wanted to use it, right? The adversary, the kind of global order, wanted to usher in this kind of prison planet, which means clamping down on everything, getting their social credit system in place. It means bringing in the surveillance state, Big Brother. And so it's a race to the finish. They want to use it for their means of control, and we want to use it for our means of liberating people, sharing information, and liberating the human spirit.
Well said, completely agree with you. So getting back to human farming, Adam, in our previous interview, you mentioned that there was a part three that I think you're currently working on, but it's not available yet. And was that about solutions? Did I hear that correctly?
So the way that we do Dauntless Dialogue videos, we kind of work on them maybe one over here while I'm working on another series in the background. So I'm writing part three right now. I'm not quite sure when it's going to come out, but it goes into solutions. So a part of what we do at Dauntless is we expose the evil, but we also like to expose the truths that have been hidden from the population. And so what does that look like, right? If the control apparatus in medicine, in healthcare, is a synthetic system of keeping you on drugs forever, what they call treatment, and hitting you with radiation or chemotherapy or these various forms of poison, well, then the opposite, right? Finding the path to healing is, of course, detoxifying, de-stressing, and bringing the nutrition back into your body and clearing the mind, right? Because exactly. Your body, right? Your body is kind of downstream from your thoughts. And so we're going to explore what that looks like. We're going to explore a lot of the suppressed scientists. We're going to kind of look at also how a lot of the doctors and those who've spoken up over the years have even in some cases been assassinated or just had, you know, gone through character assassination.
Well, yeah, that's extremely common. And of course, Aaron Elizabeth covers so many physicians that have been murdered for helping people heal. And recently we lost Dr. Rasha Buttar, by the way.
Yep.
So, you know, that is happening. And there are many cases that I'm personally aware But it seems to focus, like Dr. Gonzalez out of New York a few years ago, seems to focus on doctors that are the most effective at curing people of cancer, I've noticed. If they can reverse cancer, then they get put on a hit list.
And more recently, COVID, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, there are solutions against the spike protein, right? Mm-hmm. But the hospitals have been turned into murder wards. I interviewed Thomas Renz, the attorney who is representing a client that has that audio recording, where essentially the nurses were ordered to mass murder every patient on the floor of their hospital. But for some reason, it was only that floor. So it's kind of like, you know, seventh floor genocide or something. Mm. It's like, let's just wipe out that floor, clear that floor, and then the people on the other floors will never hear about it.
Well, cancer is the big moneymaker, right? And so if you're going after their bottom line and you're effective in getting your message out, if you have a big bullhorn, a big platform, and you're affecting that change, then you kind of put a target on your own back.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, don't you feel like in all your filmmaking and what you've looked into that we, all of humanity right now, we are living in a distorted theatrical version of history that has unfolded before us that is completely falsified. And every solution that could set humanity free has been taken from us, memory wiped, memory holed from history. I mean, we could be living with abundant energy, with abundant health, with abundant financial wealth commonly among many people, but all of this has been meticulously stripped from us. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Everything is pageantry. Everything is a hall of mirrors. And my friend and fellow filmmaker, Jason Burmes, the brilliant mind behind Loose Change, right?
Yes.
And other fabled enemies. He says that Satanism, his definition for it, is the inversion of reality, the inversion of truth. And we're living in a time where it's like not only unpopular, it's almost deadly to speak up and to say the truth and to just make basic observations about reality.
Right. Like the sky is blue.
Or men and women exist.
Yeah. Men cannot get pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The sky is blue. Men can't get pregnant and Earth is a water planet.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you're not allowed to say these things. And Operation Paperclip brought Nazis to run NASA. I mean, it's a fact, you know, those documents aren't even secret anymore, but you say that to a typical person and, oh, you're crazy. You know, no, that was a program to bring Nazi scientists who worked on the V2 rockets to build NASA so that America could have military dominance in space. I mean, it's not that crazy of a conspiracy theory.
Everything runs its course, right? And so nothing like this can sustain itself forever. And what I mean by that is a system of lies and belief systems that are just built on sand, they're not going to last. It's like trying to build a pyramid upside down. You're going to reach a point where that Jenga tower falls. And so, or to put it differently, the bubble's going to burst, right? And so, you know, here we are pretty late in the game of this kind of New World Order construction where they basically had us construct their New World Order for them because we're all believing a lot of falsehoods.
Right.
And so what that's going to look like in the long run, it's going to boomerang. I really think that I'm an optimist and I think that the human spirit is resilient. I think there's enough people who are awakening and there's enough freedom fighters out there who have kids, who care about the future, who are invested in the future, who are going to just do everything they can to oppose the deceit. And eventually we're going to see the bubble burst.
Well, Adam, I really look forward to not only watching Human Farming, but also introducing more of your films to our audience and to interviewing you again about those subjects. It's really refreshing to know that someone like you and your partner are out there with such a well-informed, but let's say vibrant look at reality and that you're not afraid to talk about it. So I really appreciate you joining me today and allowing us to offer this film. Any final thoughts before we wrap up today's interview?
Well, first of all, let me just thank you because it's the forerunners like you and others who really paved the way for people like me. So I wouldn't be doing what I am doing today if it wasn't for the bravery and insights of people like you. So thank you for that. And then to your audience, despite the lies, despite the genocide, despite all the tyranny, you know, don't lose hope. And we have within us the truth, the answers, the resilience, the passion. We have everything we need inside of us, the discernment to cut through the lies and to really build the future that we want to see.
I completely agree with you. And to build that future, we simply have to become aware of the plan that you're going down if it's just by default. And that's not the plan where you want to end up with, because that's a plan for human extermination. So instead, become aware, you know, through films like yours, Adam, and then that's how we can make changes. And we embrace each other. We embrace decentralization, localization, local communities, you know, growing food, having, you know, decentralized money, all these things that make us free, saving seeds, sharing seeds, embracing alternative medicine, which is the only system of medicine that actually works, by the way.
And it didn't used to be called alternative.
I know.
It was just
exactly
the way it was.
It was all just indigenous medicine. But the film, folks, starts this Saturday, May 27th. Again, it's called Human Farming. And you can register to watch it for free at brightu.com. Again, no charge to see that film, Human Farming. Just go to brightu.com and you'll see this Human Farming. You click to register, put in your name and your email, or your fake name and your real email, whatever you want. You can have a made up name. And then you can watch this for free. And it repeats during the week. Human Farming, it's just the first of many documentaries that we will have at Brighteon University, which is where you learn the truth for free. So thank you for watching today. And thank you again, Adam. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care then, and best to you. And we'll keep you posted about how many people are watching your film with us at Brighteon University. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and you can repost this interview on other channels should you choose to do so. Go ahead and do that. You have our permission. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting Brighteon University. Take care, everybody. We have an interesting sponsor for today's interview. If you thought the world was nuts, well, how would you like to just eat some clean nuts instead of living through the nuts? Look, we have raw organic cashews at the Health Ranger store right here. I'm showing you cashews and almonds. And then on my desk here, I've got a number 10 can full of macadamia nuts. And we have the bags of macadamia nuts as well. These are all organic. These are all laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate. And by the way, a lot of mac nut farms do use glyphosate. I've done stories about that before. So you want to make sure your nuts are tested also for aflatoxins. And we do test for aflatoxins as well. And coming up soon, we'll be testing for dioxins, although we're not doing that quite yet. So enjoy some very healthy cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, and more at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.